as just what you said, very cruel, not deserved, especially after they scored 1-0, we scored 1-1, and I think there was only one team looking to win, to score that second goal, and misunderstanding by two players, and we get punished. And all that work is done, is gone out of the window, and we have to quickly forget about it and move on.
Is that just the way it goes when luck's out, luck's out?
I don't think that it is luck. I don't think that it is only luck. I think it's also know-how. I think it's also communication. I don't think that it's only luck, you know. Luck is you going and go and make your own luck, you know. You go and find your own luck. And that's by hard work, and that's by keep on going, and that's by not giving up, and as I said, keep on going.
Talked about know-how. Obviously, you have a striker with plenty of know-how missing at the moment. What else is missing for QPR at the moment, Jimmy?
I don't like talking about what is not good and this and that. We can keep on concentrating on the not good things. Let's concentrate on what we have done well. And I think we looked very good first half. I think we looked in the organization right in the second half as well. But then I think in the first goal, can he give a free kick? I don't know. Might have been. But then we have to do that better as a team. We come back. We don't deserve to lose. We don't deserve to lose. But we are in that corner where those things are happening. We are the only one who will be able to get ourselves out of it. You know, everybody is talking about Charlie not being here. It's not fair on Sebastian Polter, who scored a magnificent goal today. And I think, yes, there's still a lot of improvement in him. He's not the finished article, but he does give us an outlet, and he does work very hard for the team, and he is there to score the goal, and he did that. So he's only going to get better and better and better, you know. So, and it's also a team game. It's not only a Charlie Austin game. It's a team game. Don't get me wrong. I can't wait for Charlie to come back, but it's about the team, you know. And Charlie is just one opponent in that team.
You're very philosophical. How difficult is it to get your positivity across to your players when you're in a run of games where you're not getting the wins?
No, they are getting me. They are getting me the way that I am, the real way, you know. I'm disappointed for them today. They don't deserve it, and I feel for them. They've put a lot of work into it, and they deserve more. But we don't get more, and we need to keep on going. So we are in tomorrow, and we are training.
Last one from me. Can you and will you inject a little bit of fresh blood into your squad this month?
Look. If you are not looking to improve, I wouldn't be doing my job. However well we are doing, or however bad we are doing, you always have to look to improve your squad or job or whatever, you know. So in that aspect, we are always looking. If we will do it, I don't know, but we are always looking.
Couple for TalkSport, Jimmy. You didn't deserve to lose that game. So how do you feel as manager, having put out a team that certainly deserved at least a draw there?
How do I feel? I feel gutted, but I can't do nothing about it. We have to move on. You have to be ice cold and move on and look what is next.
Now, I hate to say it, but late goals against are proving to be a problem, aren't they, at the moment?
They are. And we need to eliminate that out of our game. If we can do that, if we can get that, we will pick up a lot of points.
And the winning goal, it was just really unlucky, wasn't it?
Well, unlucky. It was unfortunate. Let me say it like that. It was unfortunate, and it should have been dealt with better.
Now, the last one from me. You've got the FA Cup coming up at Forest. Yeah. QPR have never won at Forest, going right back 30 games to 1934.
You're killing me here.
It's got to change though sometime, hasn't it?
Thank you. Yes, got to change. Look, the FA Cup enables me to try a few other things, give a few other players a chance, and see how they were doing.
Just one question from me, Jimmy. Based on that, you've got a period now of a week between that and the FA Cup tie. Is this the first chance you'll really have to have real thinking time since you've arrived at Loftus Road to think about your best 11, the side for Nottingham Forest, what you might do in the January transfer window?
We can train. We can train now. You know, we can have a few days where we can put in a little bit of work. And that hasn't happened really yet. It has happened maybe 1 week. And I'm looking forward to the Saturday game, so we can put in a little bit of work and try to improve in certain areas.